Daniel Wilton and the team at Smudge Eats keep us up to date on Melbourne's food and beverage scene with details on new eateries, bars and stylish destinations. Graham spoke with Daniel a little earlier.
Well, it's great to welcome back to Travel Writers Radio, Daniel Wilton from Smudge Publishing and Smudge Eats. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me, Graham.
Oh, that's a pleasure. What's happening in Melbourne? You guys have got your finger on the pulse. There must be some new things.
We do. There's a lot happening, as always. Melbourne is the foodie capital. We have a Melbourne Food and Wine Festival starting next week, which is really exciting. So it starts on Tuesday and runs through to the 9th of April. And there's so many events happening around Melbourne and also in our regional areas. So I've suggested two events. To chat about today, but I'd also suggest to jump on Smudge Eats and have a look around. We've got a few articles up about all the events.
Okay, smudgeeats.com.au. So what's the first? Let's look at the city first maybe, Dan.
Yeah, no worries. So there's a really cool one happening at Bottega, which is one of my favourite restaurants in the city, and it's called A Journey Through Sardinia. And Sardinia is just somewhere I've always really wanted to go because of the food, obviously. Mm. But it just sounds like a really good event, and it's on the 31st of March, so I'd suggest to head down to that one.
So Sardinian food is going to be of Italian influence, but with its own little world, I imagine.
Its own little world, and it's just very regional and really fresh produce. I haven't been, but I'd love to go. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, oh, I think it would be good. Now, as you mentioned, the festival moves around a little bit. Well, I think it stays in town, but some of the regional centres bob up with their own version of it.
Yeah.
What are you recommending there?
So there's so much down the regional way, but one of my favourite little spots down on the Bellarine Peninsula is called Jackrabbit Vineyard.
I know it.
And isn't it beautiful?
It is, it is. There's one across the road too, I think maybe owned by the same people.
Yeah. Is it called Tarinda? I think it's Tarinda.
Yes, Tarinda Estate. That's
right. So both vineyards have beautiful views across the bay, which is just lovely. But anyway, Jackrabbit's doing this event called the 10K Gourmet. So they're sourcing food from 10 kilometres around the vineyard.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's just going to be a really nice one to head down to for a lunchtime visit.
Yeah, that sounds good. Jackrabbit. I know it well. And the whole Bellarine's a really interesting place to visit. If you're used to going to the Yarra Valley or perhaps to Mornington Peninsula, this is quite a distinct area of its own. I think it might even have its own microclimate. And
it's
well worth a visit.
Definitely. There's
flying,
so much down there.
The Flying Brick Cider Company's down there. Oh, that might even be owned by the same people as
It is. And then there's Lura Park, who's owned by the same guys as well.
Oh, well, there you go. That's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about in the restaurant and bar scene in Melbourne? What's new? What should we be looking for?
So I went to Long Chim over the weekend.
David Thompson, yeah?
Yeah, the newest restaurant at Crown. And it was absolutely amazing. So it's Thai food, David Thompson is the executive chef, and he's got Long Chim in Sydney and in Perth.
He has.
So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's a guy who's likely to bob up in the top world's best 50 restaurants.
I know, isn't
award.
It exciting?
I think he was, for his restaurant in Bangkok, Nam, I think he was 37th out of 50. And,
yeah, that's amazing.
So, you know, should be good. I interviewed him for the show December, I think it was. And,
did you?
Oh, he's such a gracious guy, yeah.
Yeah, so humble, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
I've got his famous Thai cookbook.
Yeah,
is the
isn't
pink
it
book,
cool?
Which I've got at home. And I can't promise that I can cook much out of it, but having lived and worked in Thailand for a while, I do a few things. And so I found it interesting to read anyway.
What Thai food can you cook?
Well, I can do the traditional Thai green curry, the chicken curries of various persuasions. Some are red, some are green.
Yum.
I'd love to do Nam, the uncooked chicken. But I'm just not game to
it's
try
a bit scary.
It's a bit scary, you know. I don't want to poison anybody. Anyway,
probably
enough
best
about
to
me. What
go
else
to
have
Long
you...
Gym.
Yeah, exactly right. What else have you discovered around town for this week?
A really cool little bar in the city has just opened.
Yep.
It's made out of shipping containers and it's in an old unused car park in the very heart of the city. And I love live music and they play live music most nights.
Okay.
And they've got a whole heap of craft beer on tap. So
what's that called, Danny?
It's called White Hart Bar.
Okay. And it's in White Hart Lane, is it?
Yeah, in White Hart Lane,
okay,
off Little Bourke.
Good name for it. I've got a feeling I might have seen that. Is it brand new or...?
Yeah. Oh, it's probably been around for a month.
Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking of something else that is a shipping container in a otherwise empty block.
Yeah, you're thinking of Section 8, which is another shipping container bar.
Okay.
Seems to be a bit of a trend.
Okay. We've got to watch that one then. And
yeah.
I notice you've also got here in this little note you've sent through to me, Wilson and Market. Now, we talked to Wilson, Mr. Wilson.
Did you?
Yeah. And he was talking. Is it open yet? Was you in May,
no,
I think.
No. So they haven't actually set a date, but they're saying next week sometime.
Okay. And this is in the Paran Market.
Yeah.
Which is where the market bit comes from. But he's a fantastic chef.
Yeah, he sounds amazing. So, yeah, I think they really need something in there that has good food at the Paran Markets because they've got Market Lane coffee over the other side.
Yep.
But I think to have something that is, you know, really fresh produce and really healthy dishes.
Other than fast food,
tasty.
You mean? That's what you're trying to say,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think all markets probably do good business with their fast food. But I agree with you, actually. South Melbourne's upped its game a bit. They've got some terrific Spanish food there. And I love the sausages that you can get at the Vic Market.
I know.
If you're a bit of a sausage gourmet. But that's all good. And your team's out busily getting ready for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival?
Yep. We're all hitting up as many events as we can.
Oh, well, maybe we should talk partway through that and see how it's all gone and, you know, what you've discovered.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
We'll have a lot to chat about, I'm sure.
Terrific, Danny. Great to speak to you as always and look forward to talking to you
Graham.
Again.
That was Danielle Wilton of Smudge Eats.